This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Before opening arguments in the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump begin in the U.S. Senate on Tuesday, this Sunday, key players once again argued whether efforts to get Ukraine to launch investigations on a political rival are impeachable offenses that warrant his removal from office. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more in the upcoming proceedings.
Senators swear an oath of impartiality, but the Republican leader of the Senate has previously said he is working hand-in-hand with the White House.
Imagine that they're a juror, and the judge comes into the courtroom and says, look, I've been in consultation with the defendant, and we've agreed that I'm not going to allow the prosecution to call any witnesses, and I'm not going to allow the prosecution to show you any documents. No juror has ever heard that kind of a thing from a judge because it would be absurd.
The president this week again said he did nothing wrong in a July phone call with Ukraine's president in which Trump asks for investigation into a political rival. At the time, Trump was withholding $400 million in congressionally approved military aid. The Trump defense team argues impeachment should never have happened as the aid was eventually released with no announcement of an investigation. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
There are now three confirmed deaths resulting from the new coronavirus that's plaguing a region of China and has World Health Organizations on edge. In just a few days, the central Chinese city of Wuhan confirmed 136 new cases of the pneumonia-like virus. That's akin to SARS virus that killed nearly 800 people globally 17 years ago. In the U.S., as a precaution, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention started screening passengers arriving from Wuhan at three airports, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and New York. Airports in Japan, Thailand, South Korea, and Singapore are also screening passengers. This is VOA News. World leaders agreed Sunday to respect an arms embargo and postpone military support to the two factions at a summit aimed at heading off a true regional escalation of fighting in Libya. 12 world leaders, as well as representatives from the United Nations, the European Union, the African Union, and the Arab League, met in Germany Sunday in hopes of laying a foundation for a lasting ceasefire between Libya's rival governments. VOA's Lattice Ahok has reaction from British Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Libyan people have suffered enough in what he called a proxy conflict.
Proxy conflicts only come to an end when the external proxies decide they want to bring it to an end. So that's what the UK is arguing for. We're saying, look, come on, folks, this has gone on for long enough. It's a disgrace. Yes, we got rid of Gaddafi back in 2011, but it's time now to move on and to bring Libya together under the UN.
Supporters for both sides in Libya demonstrated to VOA News, Washington.
It will be Venezuela's opposition leader, not President Nicolas Maduro, that U.S.'s top diplomat is meeting with on Monday. Reuters' Freddie Joyner.
America's top diplomat on Sunday said he was looking forward to meeting Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo made the comments to reporters on board a flight from Germany, and they confirmed what sources close to Guaido told Reuters earlier. Both men on Monday will be at a summit hosted by Colombia on combating terrorism. Guaido has not left Venezuela since February, when he defied a court-imposed travel ban and traveled to neighboring Colombia to organize a U.S.-backed effort to transport aid cargo back across the border, which was blocked by troops loyal to President Nicolas Maduro. The United States, along with 50 other nations, has recognized Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate head of state following an election in 2018. But a year later, President Nicolas Maduro remains in power.
Some onlookers are wondering if President Trump shows up at a meeting of world policymakers in the Swiss ski resort of Davos and whether he'll share a handshake with a teen environmentalist.
U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to dominate headlines again if he shows up. While some world leaders will skip this year's Davos, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has told his ministers to avoid an event seen by many as elitist. Although Schwab insists, Johnson told him he'd be back next year. In a bid to preempt criticism that its jet-set guests are part of the problem, the World Economic Forum says this.
That's Reuters' Conway Gittins. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.